This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Seaman Jason Afoblet. The Japanese Ministry of Defense announced large-scale joint exercises between Japan's self-defense forces and the U.S. military set to begin on October 23rd. The drills aim to enhance readiness for potential emergencies and will involve approximately 45,000 personnel. Exercises will be conducted over 10 days at newly designated special use airports across Kyushu and will include combat training at Kumamoto and Nagasaki airports and maritime patrols at Kitakyushu Airport. Additional exercises are also planned in Okinawa, including the first deployment of Osprey aircraft to Naha Airport. USO Sasebo held a Paint Your Partner Night on September 27th at USO Nimitz Park. Participants were provided art supplies and allowed the chance to be creative with their spouse, family, or friend. Here's USO Sasebo Center Operations Specialist Christina Sanchez with more about the event.
We host a variety of different events. This event is for service members and their military spouses to connect with each other and, you know, create a fun portrait of their spouse. This is the first time that we hosted like a freehanding painting event, but today our patrons are using their full creativity.
Indian Ambassador C.B. George visited Fukuoka Prefecture Governor Seitaro Hattori on September 27th to mark the planned establishment of an Indian consulate in Fukuoka City. The decision was influenced by Kyushu's growing importance as a hub for tech sector industries like semiconductors, electric vehicle batteries, and hydrogen technology, including semiconductor manufacturer TSMC's factory in Kumamoto. The consulate will support economic ties between India and Japan with a focus on cutting-edge industries in the Kyushu region and is set to open by the end of the year. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at AFN Sasebo, thanks for listening.